Thanks for downloading this podcast from Southampton Hospital Radio. To find out more, go to www.sohba.org. Now, the best of the Stuart Britton Show.
Film review time now, and we review two films, both of them gay or gay-orientated. We begin with the French film, The Shiny Shrimps. Now, this is a sports comedy directed by Maxime Gauvert and Cédric Degallo, and it was released in France this year, and it's just come out in the UK. It's basically about an Olympic swimming champion, played by Matthias Le Goff, who makes a homophobic remark during a television interview. And as part of his penance, he has to train a gay water polo team. And the water polo team are hopeless. They can't play water polo to save their lives, but they're going to represent France at the gay games in Croatia. So they have to get really good really quickly. So they have a trainer they're not fond of, and he has a team he doesn't much like. The story is inevitable. It's a bit join the dots, but it's worth sticking with. Inevitably, they get to like each other. They go to the gay games. And I wouldn't say that the story resolves itself in quite the way that you think it would, but it's very, very good. A little bit Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. And some others say it's a bit like Swimming with Men, but that's not a film I've seen. I've borrowed that quote from Mark Kermode. But I've seen Shiny Shrimps, and I really like it. It's a lovely, lovely film. It's about 90 minutes long, and the time just flies by. It's on a limited release at the moment from Peccadillo Pictures. So if you can watch it, and it's in a cinema near you, then please do. But when it comes out on home entertainment, digital download or Blu-ray, watch it there. It's well worth it. Now, this film has just been released on digital download. Rocket Man, directed by Dexter Fletcher, and starring Taron Egerton as Elton John and Jamie Bell as Bernie Taupin. Now, this is the story of Elton John from his time at home, growing up with mum and absent dad, all the way through his break and how he met Bernie Taupin, his lyricist, onto his later life, you know, his battle with drugs and his homosexuality and all the rest of it. Here's a clip where Bernie Taupin and Elton John meet for the first time.
Bernie Taupin?
Yeah. You must be Elton?
Yeah.
Hi.
Well, that's my stage name.
Oh. Well, you can tell me your real name when we get to know each other better.
Right.
See you.
I like your lyrics.
Thank you. Yeah, I got the tape that you sent. It's great. Really good.
Thanks.
Oh, hang on. Hey, don't bother with that one. That wasn't supposed to be in there. It's not by
mistake. No, that's really good. I wrote a tune to it. Yeah.
Border song?
Yeah. I read it and I could hear the whole tune in my head. It was all there. I could see all the notes and I just had to get it out. It's like my fingers couldn't work fast enough to keep up with my brain. Do you ever get anything like that?
Not really, no. I can write more for you, though, Elton. I'll just send them down to you.
Great.
There you have Jamie Bell playing Bernie Taupin and Taron Egerton playing Elton John in Rocket Man, now available on home entertainment release. I really like this film, and I really like this film because unlike Bohemian Rhapsody, which I thought glossed over certainly principal part of Freddie Mercury's life, you know, him being gay, and that was kind of left on the back burner when it was about the entire group. This film doesn't really pull its punches. It doesn't pull them in a diplomatic way, but nonetheless, it still, you know, leads you through that part of his life without apologising for it. And taken in the round, given that the film is, what, an hour and a half, 2 hours long, it's a decent representation of Elton John's life. You know, if you're as old as me, there are things in there that you look at, like various concerts that he played and think, oh yes, I remember that. When it was on the news or you heard about it or, you know, if you're lucky enough, somebody that you knew actually went. And it's a really good film. I have heard one or two people say, don't really like it, didn't really represent Elton very well. And there was one friend of mine who said that. And I said, have you met him? He said, oh, yes, I saw him throw a flounce in a corridor. And I thought, fair enough if you've seen him, but I haven't. And, you know, as a sort of, I don't know, fictionalised account of his life, I suppose, to a certain extent, it's really very good. I think the principal bits of his life are there, but written up in a dramatic way, so to speak. But Rocket Man is very good. If you haven't seen it, it's available on digital download now. And those are our film reviews this week.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Southampton Hospital Radio. To find out more, go to www.sohba.org.